Okay, this is like the fourth time I've shot this video, so I'll try to be quick. This is the end of day six, and I'm feeling pretty good. I got home yesterday from the condo, and I was right. It brought all the stress, and with that made the fast so much harder. So I understand now all the symptoms, the lightheadedness and hunger and all that kind of stuff has come since then. Also body aches, which I didn't expect. But yeah, it was like just walking into a complete wall of stress, and it made me realize I need to figure out what can I eliminate from that in my environment, in my home, to be able to make me be successful at gaining back my health. Because it is what's killing me. I realized that just so starkly contrasted from what it was like to be at the condo to coming home, and I need to fix that. So there's that. I ended up going to a movie yesterday, which was super fun. I went to F1 with my teenage boys while my younger kids went to their ABA therapies. And it's so good. If you haven't seen it, so good. And then today you can tell I'm majorly burned, even with sunscreen. I went swimming with my kids. That's been something that I didn't expect to love during this. Swimming, just getting into a cold pool, erases all symptoms, makes you just feel really good, cools you down, which for me with the fainting disorder was super important. And I felt pretty good since then. A little tip for you, coming home also came with food smells, and I remembered as a CNA, you could put toothpaste under your nose for unpleasant smells, so you would just smell mint instead. And I told my husband that. I was like, oh man, I need something like that for food. And he said, well, what about this? And he brought me mentholatum, and it's awesome. You can either put it on your nose, which kind of burns, or I just like to open it up when there's a food smell, or when I'm stressed is another thing it helps with. And just breathe it in, literally just breathe it in a whole breath, fill your lungs, hold it for a second, and then breathe out. And it just calms you, takes away that food, hunger, craving, trigger, and just makes you feel better. So there's my tip. The other thing is, coming home, I got to weigh myself finally, because there wasn't a scale at the condo, which I'm glad. And I'm down 12.5 pounds, which I did not expect. But all of that combined kind of gave me my timeline. I feel really good about this. I'm going to break my fast on Thursday, which will be the morning of day 8. So it'll be like 7.5 days of fasting. And I'm going to do broth all day on Thursday and then start in on food on Friday. And I'll figure out what that will be on Thursday. I don't want to really want to be like looking that up while I'm still in this total fasting state. So I'll do that Thursday, figure out what I'm going to do. I feel good about that. And then the next week I'll start alternate day fasting, and I just don't want to lose too fast, so I want to stop this. This has been a great jump start. Start eating super healthy, and then start this alternate day fasting to get down the rest of the way what I want to be. So I feel really good about it. I'm excited, and I will check in again tomorrow.